So it's really common when we hear people talking about going on a pilgrimage that they are going overseas. They're going to different countries and traveling far from their homeland or their place that they live to pursue pilgrimage. And so we want to talk today about, do you have to leave the US to go on pilgrimage?
And the short answer is no, right? That's we've touched on it in a few of our other episodes, but there's such a rich Catholic history to the United States that goes back to some of the earliest Spanish explorers. So there's so many opportunities throughout the U.S. to encounter your Catholic faith.
And that's what's so beautiful about pursuing the history of the church in a specific area, right? Is that there's virtually, I'm sure there's somewhere, but there's very few places in the entire globe that Catholicism has not had some type of imprint on that culture. And even if it's not like explicit, implicitly, the church has just, with starting schools and hospitals and all of that, like we see that everywhere. And so we can say, like, in some way or other, there is an impact that the Catholic Church has had on every area. And so for us, living in the United States, we've just found the beautiful fruit of opening our eyes to the ways that you can be a pilgrim here in your own country and exploring just that. Sometimes we'll go to a new city and wonder, why did they settle here? Why did people begin to build a town here? Right, I think of my brother lives in Wichita, Kansas, and one time we went there, and Ben and I at breakfast one morning just kind of talked about that, like what's the history here that brought people to settle here? And it's a very similar opening up of a conversation with what has the church done in this area, or who settled it, or how did the church get settled here and develop a presence, and what was the impact? What were the who and who were the holy people that are from this area that we can seek out and learn about their life? And I just think too that we never really know where those friendships of saints are just waiting for us to be curious. And I think that that's really what it is. So pilgrimage and living life as a pilgrim is living a life of curiosity. What impact did people have that were on fire for the Lord in this place? And how can I interact with that now and take something from that and glean from that and stand on the shoulders of giants, right?
Well, in building relationships with those people, because we are all part of the communion of saints. We're the church militant on earth, and we have the church
Triumphant.
triumphant in heaven. So there's a relationship there. So and of course, there's also the relation, and most importantly, the relationship with God and the what He's calling us to draw deeper into our relationship with Him primarily. All the saints are just friends along the way, and advocates for you as well. So just a couple of areas that just since this is specifically about the U.S., if you're in the Midwest, a great thing to look into would be some of the early French travelers. Some of them are not declared saints, but it was definitely influential into the spreading of the gospel into the Native Americans in the Midwest. Father Jacques Marquette was one that's personally close to my heart, because he actually died in Ludington, Michigan, where I'm from Mason County. And then there's all the other early church fathers in the UP of Michigan as well. So there's the French missionaries in the Midwest and a little into the Northeast too. You have the Spanish missions all along the West Coast and into the Southwest. And then when you're talking about the Southeast, first the Spanish in Florida, but then later you saw more French and other missionaries coming kind of after the colonies had been established and everything. Yeah, so that's like more the missionary kind of view of things. Then you have some of the early immigrants that helped build the education systems in the Northeast. I'm thinking about
Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton,
yep.
Mother Frances Xavier
Cabrini,
Cabrini.
yep. And then there's also just the shrines and the beautiful miracles that have happened in the U.S. that you can look up. We have a shrine up in Michigan where good friends of ours got married. Crossing the Woods is what it's called in northern Michigan, and it's a recognized shrine, a Catholic shrine in the U.S. And there's many other shrines in basically every state. Then there's the beautiful monasteries mm-hmm. that you can visit. Often they're very, very welcoming. We were able to stay at a monastery on the way to Wichita, mm-hmm.
In
St. Louis, and they have some housing or some extra rooms there, so they allowed us and our whole family, all of our kids, and then we got to pray morning prayer with them the next morning. Mm-hmm. We were just there for the night, mm-hmm. but those kind of opportunities as well, where you're engaging with the current Catholic culture. Another one that we went to was out in Gomer. Mm-hmm. Gomer.
Gomer, Kansas. Sister Wilhelmina was found to be incorrupt.
Yep. So her cause, I'm sure her cause for canonization has started, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to check up on that.
But all of these things are in the U.S. You could go to
Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin.
Right. And there's a lot of those historical people in the Catholic Church in the U.S. that you can go visit their grave sites. Father Hardin up in Michigan. I'm sure out east you could go see where the first bishop of Baltimore was buried and things like that. So,
and if this is new to you, if pursuing these friendships with the Church Triumphant is new to you, I just want to say, just like you would go visit a beloved that you have lost, a friend or a grandparent or a parent or a spouse, you would go visit them where they are buried, right? We would pray for them, and if they're in heaven, ask them to pray for us, because that's what they're doing now. They're doing that for all eternity. And so the saints are just that. They're people that the Church has recognized are in heaven, and we can do this in a way, even with, like, I'm going to use Father Hardin as an example, who is buried in Michigan. We can still go there, and we can pray for him and ask him to pray for us and learn about his life, and through his witness and example of how he lived the faith here on earth, be inspired by that and allow for that to draw us closer to the Lord and bring us closer to what the Lord is calling us to in this life.
Absolutely.
So I hope this helps you to feel encouraged that pilgrimage doesn't have to be something that is tucked away until you can do that European vacation. It's something that we can all incorporate a little more of right here, right now, just by getting curious about what is around us and in our town. And in future episodes, we're going to talk about how we can do that on a budget. We have lots of fun tips for that. So I hope this will help you in your journey wherever you're at with pilgrimage.